Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
Well, if you're part of the new trend of folks cord-cutting your cable, why stop there? What else could you possibly cut that you have little use for? Could it be cellular calls? A look at how cord-cutting bleeds into cell phone territory. Coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Question, have you ever considered dropping voice calling from your smartphone plan? I would assume yes. How often do we really make voice calls anymore? Well, T-Mobile offers a plan. It has been kept under the radar, but it includes an unlimited data and texting plan without cellular calls. So, are cell phone calls the next cord-cutting frontier? Let's ask Thomas Greida. He is a Wall Street Journal reporter based in New York. He joins us in studio right now, and he wrote a little something about this. Welcome, Thomas.
Thanks.
Can you tell me a little bit about this quiet new offer from T-Mobile? It cuts out the cell access, but what would a typical plan as such look like?
Well, it's sort of interesting. It's an updated plan. It's actually kind of an old plan. It's not one they talk about a lot, but what it is it's for folks who are deaf or hard of hearing, and it is basically just data on your phone. So it gives you data and texting, but in this sort of cord cutting world,
right. It
is a plan that some people might actually want to get. You can get 2 gigabytes of data for $20. If you have a regular smartphone plan from T-Mobile, you're going to pay $50 for 2 gigabytes of data with texting, and you get unlimited calling. So how we sort of saw this was like, wow, look at this. You can sort of do the math and see what T-Mobile, how they value you having a phone connection, which is $30, which a lot of people may not want to pay that.
Right, absolutely. So the fact that this is kind of a quiet situation, does this speak to the fact that phone companies don't necessarily want you to not pay for cell call usage?
You know, unbundling is something that companies have traditionally resisted.
Right.
T-Mobile has a reputation for being customer friendly, for being more disruptive in
right. The
industry. But, you know, this is a plan that they do make it available to everyone. So, yes, it's designed for those who are deaf or hard of hearing, but you can walk into a store and get it. That's not true at all carriers. They will offer plans that you have to show that you are deaf or hard of hearing.
Gotcha.
But that's the thing. You have to walk into a store to get this plan. You can't go online and see it. You have to actually go and walk and talk to a sales representative who can set you up with it.
So as word gets out, now that the option is more available, I wonder how this would affect a bottom line, because you figure smartphones aren't going anywhere, right? We're all going to pay for data no matter what, it seems. But I imagine phone companies still generate plenty by charging for phone access that people don't even use. And good work if you can get it. But I wonder if cutting off cellular usage, I wonder if it's appealing in the long run as an option in general. It's just a tricky bottom line here, you know what I mean?
Definitely. No, I think you're right. I think they don't market it heavily. So,
right.
You know, we love our readers, the Wall Street Journal, but there's not a lot of folks who are going to know about these plans.
Right.
You know, so you do have to sort of walk in and get it. But you're right. I mean, if everybody adopts these, would it hit the revenue of these companies? Absolutely. They use a measure called average revenue per user, a little jargony. But for tablets, which are purely a data connection, they have the same rates as this plan for deaf and hard of hearing. So, but we know from tablets that they're far less attractive for the companies as far as revenue.
Right.
They love them because they love having that connection, and it makes it harder for people to sort of cancel their plans and switch providers. But the fact is you're right. The bottom line will hit the bottom line.
And this seems more of a generational thing as well. You know, older folks are more inclined to pick up a phone and make a call. Younger folks, they seem to never pick up a phone. Mm-hmm. Is there any indication that this might very well be where things are going in terms of, let's say, a future phone plan 10 years down the line where it will just be as, you know, younger people grow older? I wonder if this will be the future data plan of sorts.
I think there are indications that it could be. If you think about your old data plan or how it used to be, you would pay for minutes. There would
right.
be different tiers of minutes, so 250 or 500.
Or you could only, you know, speak after 9 p.m. or something
right,
like that.
Right, exactly. But that's gone. Now you get unlimited minutes. And part of that is because there's all these over-the-top services that you can use Skype, WhatsApp, you know, Google to call other people that have the same function as a phone. So the companies sort of just said, fine, we'll give you unlimited minutes. And so that that way they get you to keep paying for the phone service. But in reality, you're probably not using it that much. So even those younger folks, if they're making a call, they can still make the call even if they don't have that phone functionality. So I think, you know, it could be the plan of the future.
So interestingly enough, you know, we hear a lot about cord cutting cable these days. People are no longer subscribing to their cable providers. I mean, it's such a big thing happening right now. It seems like a no-brainer that this would travel into the cell phone world.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. You know, that cord cutting phenomenon we see at home where people are really relying on that internet pipe to get the video and everything they need, even their home phone, really, you could see that going to the cellular arena. And why wouldn't you just want purely an internet connection to your phone that you could make calls and do your messaging and everything that you really do right now without having to pay that extra cost for phone and texting? Here you get the texting included. But again, if you do the math, it shows that you're actually at T-Mobile, it's maybe $30 a month you're paying for something that you may not use that much.
Right. Times are changing. Thomas, thanks very much for the time
today.
Thanks
for having me.
That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. For more podcasts, check out wsj.com/podcasts. And remember to subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.